Romans 5:12 to 14. Death in Adam or life in Christ? Story. For many years, I had health problems but did not know the cause. I often felt weak and exhausted. It felt like I was always catching a cold. To make a long story short, I went to a hospital in Thailand when I was feeling very weak, and after extensive tests and examination, they found out that my kidneys were not functioning well because I was taking too much ibuprofen. For many years, my body was weak and sickly, but I did not know why. I did not know the cause of my illness. Human beings also have a deadly disease, but they don't know the cause of their sickness. Paul reveals in these verses the source of our sickness that leads to death and the source of true life. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Father, thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your word. May your Spirit be our teacher and reveal more of Christ to us today. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. The first four chapters of Romans explain that all people have sinned. Romans 5, verses 12 to 21, present Paul's core teaching that all human beings have a sinful nature. He goes all the way back to Adam, the first man, and explains that death ruled us because we received the sin nature from Adam. Now, however, we can reign in life through Jesus. In other words, we can be victorious over our sin nature because we have received a new nature through the grace of God. Jesus, who is righteousness, lives in us. He is our victory. We can reign in life because of him. Jesus already won the victory and forgave our sins through the cross. He lives in each of us by the Holy Spirit to give us victory over sin and self through his indwelling life. Romans chapters 1 to 4 explain how God forgave our sins and made us righteous in his sight. This is called justification. Chapters 5 through 8 focus on sanctification. Justification frees us from the penalty of sin for our past mistakes. Sanctification delivers us from the power of the sin nature that causes us to sin. Paul introduces this topic in Romans 5, verses 12 to 21, and continues this focus throughout Romans chapter 8. Let's read verses 12 to 14. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, so also death was passed on to all men, because all sinned. For sin was in the world before the law was given, but sin was not taken into account when there was no law. Verse 14, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam until Moses, even over those who did not sin in the way that Adam transgressed. He is a pattern for the one to come. We gave two meditation questions for this passage. First, how was the sin nature passed on to all human beings? And why have the descendants of Adam been ruled by death? In verse 12, Paul explains how the death of one man can provide salvation for many people. He also showed how the actions of one man, Adam, affected the lives of the whole human race. Let's read verse 12 again. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin, so also death was passed on to all people because all sinned. Two things are true of all human beings. One, all are imperfect, all are sinners. And two, all will die. These are undeniable. All people sin and do things that are wrong. And all people will die. Most people admit this, but do not have an explanation of why people sin or of how to be free from sin. Paul asserts that we sin because we inherited a sinful nature from Adam. Verse 12 says that sin came into the world through one man and death through sin. Adam sinned against God and brought alienation from God and death to all humanity, as recorded in Genesis chapters 2 and 3. God told Adam, "You must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat of it, you will surely die. Genesis 2:17. Adam disobeyed God's command, and the judgment of both spiritual and physical death fell on him and on all his descendants. When Adam sinned, his inner nature became sinful. Adam died spiritually because sin separated him from God. Eventually, Adam died physically because of a sin. All of Adam's descendants were born with Adam's sinful nature. All people commit sins because they have a sinful nature. Sin is the deadly disease that we receive from Adam. The sin nature was transferred to us from Adam. We are not sinners just because we sin, but we sin because we are sinners. People can try to stop sinning, but no matter how hard we try, we cannot overcome sin because we have a sinful nature. As I hinted at above, in order to deal with any sickness or disease, we must first correctly diagnose the problem. Paul is saying loudly and clearly that our core problem is the sin nature within us. Now let's look at verses 13 and 14, which explain what Paul meant when he said at the end of verse 12, because all sinned. Verse 13, for sin was in the world before the law was given, but sin was not taken into account where there was no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses until Moses, even over those who did not sin in the same way that Adam sinned. He is the pattern of the one to come. All human beings are regarded as sinners because they are by nature sinners, even though before the law was given to Moses, there was no list of God's laws. Therefore, there was no list of the commands that they violated. Paul states that before the law was given, sin was in the world, but sin was not assessed where there was no law. People were sinners, but the law did not expose their sinful actions because it had not yet been given. Verse 14 says, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam until Moses. People were ruled by sin, resulting in death before the law was given because they were sinful. They had a sinful nature like all of us. They did not break the laws given through Moses and did not commit the same sins as Adam, but they were still under the rule of the sin nature within them. The last part of verse 14 says that Adam is the pattern of the one to come. Both Adam and Jesus impacted mankind through their actions. Here we begin to understand how to be set free from the sin nature. Adam transferred the sin nature to all human beings through sin. Jesus is able to transfer his righteous nature and life to us by what he did for us. This is what is written in 1 Corinthians 15:22. As in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. The point is clear. We will either experience death in Adam or life in Christ. In Adam all die, but in Christ all are made alive. Therefore, our existence, our future, and our lives depend on whether we live by Adam's nature or by the new nature we have received in Christ. The main point is union. Are we rooted in and receiving life from the sin nature we received from Adam? Or are we rooted in and one with Jesus and living by his indwelling life? Man's union with Adam has led to death and condemnation. Our union with Jesus leads to life and righteousness. Union with Jesus is the key that brings healing and life to the soul. We can be free from the sin nature by being one with Jesus. Jesus explains simply and clearly in John 15 about our union and oneness with him. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. We are in Jesus and he is in us. We are one with Christ. Our union with Jesus makes possible a life of victory over sin, self, and the law, which Paul discusses in Romans chapter 6, 7, and 8. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for giving us Jesus. You gave him as a sacrifice for our sins, and you'll also give us his life so that we can be righteous on the inside. Reveal to us our oneness with Christ and how we can live in him daily. Amen.